Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we stop intentionally to hear the word of God that's appointed for this day. I pray that the Spirit would work in your life to open your ears, that you would welcome God's word, to hear it, to ruminate upon it, and allow it to come into your life so that it may implant within you and bear much fruit. Now we begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. O God, you are the tree of life, offering shelter to all the world. Graft us into yourself and nurture our growth, that we may bear your truth and love to those in need, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Our gospel reading appointed for this day is from the fourth chapter of the Gospel of St. Mark. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if somebody would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes with his sickle, because the harvest has come. He also said, 'With what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or with what parable will we use for it? It's like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can make nest in its shade.' With many such parables, he spoke to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, as he explained everything in private to his disciples." The Gospel of the Lord. Think about that last line for a minute. With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but explained everything in private to his disciples. I wonder, and at times I wish I could ask Jesus, why did you speak in parables? Why did you just explain to the disciples in private? And why is it that the gospel writers, on a few occasions, kind of, here's what Jesus said to the disciples to explain it? Most of the parables are just left by themselves. Because some of the parables are hard to understand. And I would like to know, what did Jesus really mean? But I wonder, sometimes I wonder if the parables aren't the point. Jesus teaches in parables, so it becomes like less like concrete, that it becomes less, oh, here's the exact point. But the parables grow, and they continue to speak to us even to this day, because essentially they're stories. And as we read it, depending upon our stage of life, depending upon what's going on, we may hear some of it differently. Think about the two parables he says today. He says the kingdom of God is as if somebody scatters seed. And then time passes, you go to bed night and day, and then all of a sudden it sprouts up. I mean, think about if you're driving down some of the county roads, particularly this time of year. You see the tractors in the field with the planters, and they put the seed, the corn, the soybeans, the wheat, whatever else the crop is. They put it in the ground, and it seems like nothing has been done. But then you come back, maybe a week, maybe two, and all of a sudden the field that once was just dirt now has little green plants coming up. And wait some other, more time, and they get taller and taller and taller, and particularly with corn, gets to the point where sometimes it's hard to see around some curves because what was once this little seed now is this huge stalk of corn. Jesus is saying, that's the kingdom of God. Part of it is we don't always know how it happens. In our world today, there may be some, that study plants and can tell you exactly all that happens. But think about it from the perspective of the people of Jesus' time. You put the seed in the ground, and you wait, and you wait, and out of it comes this new life. That, in many ways, God works in ways that we can't always understand. And notice what happens. The person goes out to scatter seed. And then it says, and then they sleep night and day. Part of it, it's a reminder of Luther's explanation of the Lord's Prayer. How is God's will done? God's will is done whether or not we work for it, but God is at work. The parable teaches us that God continues to be at work in our lives, whether we realize it or not. When we sleep, we may think nothing is happening, but God is at work. Just like that seed in the ground, right? It's beginning to put down some roots so that then when it comes up, it would have a foundation to grow and to get taller, to be able to bear fruit. That at times in our lives, we may look out at the world, or we may think about what's going on in our lives, and we wonder, where is God in all this? We think that God is absent, that God is not at work. But this parable reminds us that even when we sense that, the truth is, the promise of God is that God is at work. And some of it is, can we wait and see it? At times we may not see it right away, but maybe later on we will. Just like when you plant that seed in the ground. If you don't see that planter, you may not know that the field has been planted. It may just look like a field. But then in a couple weeks, you see the crops beginning to sprout from the ground. At times in our lives, God can be like that. We may not understand and we may be impatient. But then down the road, weeks, months, maybe even years or decades, we see, God was at work. God was in the ground preparing things for what would come. And then the other parable, the parable of the mustard seed, the small seed that gets planted and then shrubs, becomes this great shrub where even the birds can come and nest. And I think that parable of the mustard seed, that image of the mustard seed, is something that we need to remember in our world today. Because sometimes it's the small things that can make a difference. That God can take the ordinary, the small thing, and do something extraordinary with it. I mean, think about baptism. We take something ordinary, water, and the promise is God is in with and under that water, and God takes that ordinary thing, the thing that we take for granted, water, and says through it, he does something extraordinary. He claims us as children of God. He washes our sin. He gives to us new life. In our own life, as we go forth, sometimes it's the small things that we do that may make a difference. Smiling at a person who seems to be having a rough day. Listening to the story of somebody and giving them time. Doing something as insignificant as when we're in the grocery store, picking up extra food to bring to give to the food pantry. Making quilts out of leftover fabric. None of these things seem to be huge or something that would make a huge difference. But think about it. If you're at the grocery store and you go, you know, I'm going to pick up a couple extra boxes of macaroni and cheese and bring them and put them in the box for the food pantry. There may be a family with small children who's struggling to get by, who goes to Anchor House, or maybe they go to the little pantry there by the Hamilton Township Fire Department, and they're given that box of macaroni and cheese to be able to provide what we say in our Lord's Prayer, daily bread. Think how something insignificant that we may not think twice about and go, oh, you know, I'll just throw a couple extra in my cart, can make the world a difference to somebody else. And I think that's where Jesus is going with this parable. That the small seed grows into something that makes a huge difference, that gives the birds a place to nest, that grows into this mighty shrub. The small acts, being kind to somebody, giving to the food pantry, taking scraps of material and making quilts. All those small acts are little seeds that are planted that may bear much fruit. And for us to think about how we are doing those small acts. Our mission statement is walk in faith, sowing Christ's love. This passage, I think, speaks to that. That if we take seriously what it means to walk in faith, to walk daily with Jesus, to hear the word and allow it to come into our life, it calls us to sow those seeds of Christ's love in tangible ways. Whether that's buying food for the pantry, whether that's being a listening ear, whether that's taking food to somebody who had surgery or just lost a loved one, or whatever that may be. And it can take all kinds of shapes and sizes. There's no limit to what those seeds actually can be. The question isn't what we're going to do, but are we doing something? Are we sowing those seeds of Christ's love so those seeds can grow into something significant? And we may never know the huge impact that something small may have in our world around us. I think in our world that seems to be stricken with violence and polarity, a world that's divided. We do those simple acts. Those acts may actually bring us together to be one in Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you spoke to all in parables, helping us to understand the kingdom of God, using ordinary parts of the world. Help us as we seek to scatter seed throughout the world, not able to control how it grows or how it happens, but we trust that you are the one who takes the seed that we plant and you use it for your kingdom and your purpose. Help us to let go and know that you are at work at all times, even in using the simplest and smallest act that can make a huge difference in our world. We pray this in your holy name. Amen. And now as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.